Hi, I'm Oki, and welcome to Tell Me About Your Book. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Tell Me About Your Book. I am sitting here with author Terry Newman, who's written a really cool and really unique romance that I really want to talk about it. And I definitely want you guys to say hi to Terry. Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing, Oki?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm glad we're finally here. We had to do some few changes in our schedule, but I'm glad we're finally recording. So I'm ready to get all into your book, Terry.
I'm ready to talk about it.
So it's called Rewrites of the Heart. And can you tell me about your book?
Well, basically, it is a romance writer whose characters have come to life to help her find the man of her dreams. They invade her house, her world, and they're determined that she needs this man in her life. The problem is she's already met the man they want her to hook up with, and she can't stand him.
Oh, man.
The second problem is that once they're in her world, they can't get back to their own world. They've tried various things, various ways, which maybe a bathtub is involved in one of them. You know? And they can't get back to their world.
I love that there's kind of two stories in this, though. There's a story of her falling in love. That's one. And then there's
falling in love, yeah.
Oh, hopefully falling in love, right. And then there's the other story where the characters are one coming to life and then two trying to get back to the world. So there's actually two parallel things happening. I'm loving this unique story. How did this come about, Terry? What made you come up with this concept?
I wanted to write a different type of romance. And I wasn't sure when I first came up with the idea. I had been in a play called Jake's Women by Neil Simon. And he had people, imaginary people, popping in and out of his life. And I was the imaginary psychiatrist. It was a real psychiatrist, but it was all in his imagination. And I thought, well, why couldn't you do that with characters, but make them really there? So I had to decide, once I decided the characters would come to life, whether everybody could see them or just she would see them.
Sorry, I have so many things I want to add on to that. That is like you kind of stumped me a little bit there. This is so awesome, Terry, because I have so many different paths I want to go down asking you about this book. So let's start with the actual characters. How was it writing these characters? What made you bring these guys alive and having to pick and choose which characters to come alive?
You know, I had an idea of the main character. The two fictional characters are named Alex Zurich and Blake Teasdale. And I had an idea for Blake. It was somebody I had gone to graduate school with. So I patterned him after that. And he has this flyaway hair and has this wild sense of humor, but he's also very serious. He loves to read, loves to gain knowledge. And for Alex, I decided that she needed to be the typical romance heroine. She looks at life through the lens of a romance novel.
So any challenges in writing these characters? Because it seems like it's something that you can just make them do anything, right? It's almost like them living in your main character's world that's now also living in your world as an author. So this is kind of like a double whammy, I guess. Any challenges?
The problem is that sometimes they take over the story, where the story really should be about JJ. JJ's probably the romance writer, and Kennedy King Cooper, her love interest. So you had to walk a fine line, because you do have two stories, so you have to make sure that JJ and Ken get their due respect too. Blake likes to take over things.
Right. Are we getting point of views from all the characters? Oh.
You get different chapters have, which is like kind of wild, because usually, you know, at most you get two, the hero and the heroine, but you get JJ's and Ken's and Alex's and Blake's.
That's so cool. So with all the point of views and that we get, how was it writing the main character, though, not the characters at this point? Because you're having to differentiate all that and trying to stay straight to their romance counterparts and stories. How was the writing process for this book?
It was challenging at times, but it was fun. For JJ, it was a very, sometimes a difficult arc for her, because she's a widow at a young age, and she's buried herself in her work. And to make her realize that maybe there's another man out there for her. So you had to be careful with JJ.
Right. Because you get so invested in a character, and then she's starting off being a widow. You know, there's already this element of taking care of your character, I guess. And then, of course, hopefully she falls in love, since this is a romance book. Did you always wanted to write a romance book like this? Because not only is it a romance book, there's something really, really crazy about it too. The whole character, the fantasy element to it. Have you always wanted to put something like this on pen to paper?
I don't know if I've always wanted to do it, but when the idea came, I've always wanted to write a book that would, I hope, would be set apart from other books. You know, anybody could write a romance. You know, it's like, oh, to write this romance, we use this trope. I wanted something different because there's so many books out there. I wanted my book to stand out.
Not wanting for you to give everything away, what else can the readers expect ultimately with this book besides a pure entertainment? Like maybe hope and romance? What can we get out of it?
I think that it's always have, there is hope. There's always hope for another start in life. Mm-hmm. JJ finds that she has buried herself in her work, and maybe it's time to come out and see the world again. There's always that hope.
Right. I like the title of it too, and I love the cover. So how was it publishing this book, your process in the publishing?
I had had a very good publisher, Wild Rose Press, and they took great care. My editor took great care of the story and helped me firm it up some. It really went quite quickly, actually. Yeah. And I love my cover.
Mm-hmm. Tara, this isn't your first book. This isn't your first novel. Can you tell me a little bit more about you as an author?
My first novel with Wild Rose Press is Heartquake, all one word. And it's about a coffee shop owner who takes on the fracking industry. She also has a boyfriend who happens to be a billionaire, conveniently. It's sort of like the problems when you have a corporate boyfriend and you're taking on a corporation. Mm-hmm. I have to say it is a finalist for the Inditail Roan Award this year. So I'm really excited.
Congratulations. That is
Thank
so
you.
Cool.
Thank
and
you.
So does that mean that you're going to continue wanting to write romance books like this? Are there any plans in the future for something similar to this? Or are you done with JJ? Is there going to be another one?
Someone should ask. I'm working on one where Alex and Blake help with another couple.
Oh.
They're pretending to date. They're at the same university. JJ ends up teaching at University of Northern Ohio, which is a fictitious university in Northeastern Ohio. My two characters, Cagney and Brad, are PhD students with nothing in common. He's a PhD in geology. She's in history. She reads JJ's book, and Alex and Blake come to life. And they're determined to put these two people together.
I feel like you can keep going with this, like a whole series with these characters just coming out of the paper and just spreading good cheer. It's almost very,
you can
also have like a holiday version or something. This is so cool.
I like that. Let me take a note here. I'm taking a note.
So what else can you tell me about you, Terry? What other works that you've done?
I hate talking about myself. I've been a writer most of my life. I went to Ohio State I started out in journalism. I have a minor in journalism, a major in history. So it's no surprise JJ's a history professor.
Right.
I did graduate work at Ohio University in Athens. And then I've spent most of my life, I've been lucky enough to write in some way. I was a copywriter for a small diet supplement, not a diet supplement, but natural dietary supplement company. I was an editor for their sister corporation, which was a natural health book company. I edited books and ghost wrote books for them.
Well, I'm glad you are no longer a ghostwriter. I'm glad you came out and do all this stuff, especially these characters that just want people to fall in love and get together. Like, I love the positivity and like your energy is great, Terry. This is so cool.
Thank you.
But you mentioned you have other things in the woodworks. Anything else that's not relating to these two characters or anything in the back of your head that you've been milling around about?
I want to do with Heartquake. I want to do a follow-up to that. There is a character, was a secondary character. I'm giving him his own story. So I don't think I mentioned in Heartquake that her boyfriend, Charlie's boyfriend, is also a lion shifter. So
What's that? Yeah. I didn't know what that was. What's a lion shifter?
It's a person. It's somebody who can shape shift. You know, like there are werewolves who shape shift to people.
Yeah, so it's more of a fantasy book?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I see. I love that there's romance in your books, but there's a whole other thing in it that's kind of like out of this world, but really, really interesting. But it kind of blends in really well. I love that. That's so cool. Readers like me like long for the extra stuff. So, so Terry, what are the things that you normally enjoy when it comes to being an author? What are some great perks that you can tell aspiring authors that do happen, that do come true?
It's just great. It's just great. You work hard, you finally get published, and you get people telling you, like you, how good your books are, and you get to share your characters. I think, I don't know, maybe I'm weird. I have all these people in my head who want to get out.
You know? I was thinking that. I was like, I imagine authors having all these people in their head, and you don't write in like quick enough, or you don't type quick enough because they're just all spilling out. And people have always said publishing is such a long game. But as readers, we just want it as much as we can and as quickly as we can. So any other advice you have for these writers?
Oh, don't give up. Don't give up. You know, if you truly love what you're doing, just keep at it. Keep doing it.
Let's go back to your book a little bit more, Rewrites of the Heart. While you were writing this, was there anything that you wish you added more to, or that you had cut out that you didn't feel it was? I guess what I'm trying to get to is any big things that really surprised you when you were writing this book.
There are several secondary characters who, when I first wrote it, I wrote from their points of view too. So I had all these points of view flying around, but I wish I could expand on the chairman of the history department. I love him. He's an older guy. And he's like, nope, we're not matchmaking here, but here, just in case you need this help. And the secretary of the department, she's fun. And then there's Ken's mom, who we don't really get to meet in person, but he's always talking to her on the phone. So
I like that, kind of like that absentee character, but they do a big impact in the storyline. But you don't really get to meet them as much. They just kind of push it along.
Yes. So, yeah.
Is there a favorite character that you've written? Because you have the main girl, and then you have the two main characters that are shining through just as much as each other. Any favorites? I know it's like asking about a favorite child. Was there one that you really enjoyed writing about?
I have to tell you, I enjoy Blake. I enjoy it. He's crazy, and I feel like you can just do so much with him. I can go on forever and write about him.
I was going to ask, like, what about Blake? But I kind of want to experience it on my own when I read your book. So. But who would you say is the main villain in all this? You know, typically there's not a big bad villain in these books, but there's always some sort of conflict, right, in romance books.
There is a ex-girlfriend of Ken's who comes into the picture.
Oh, okay. Kind of throws a wrench in a plan kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't want to give too much away, but
right. You
know, there might be police involved.
Oh, man, you just keep adding it on, Terry. This is so cool. I'm excited to see the future of these characters, you know, we're being introduced to them initially right now, but you're talking about the additional books, additional projects and things like that. I'm really, really excited to hear about them. Terry, where can we get your books?
Well, they're just about anywhere you can get. You buy books online. They're not in any stores, but Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Google Play. They're both in print and an ebook. So however you prefer to read.
Any way for listeners or readers to get a hold of you?
I am on Facebook at Newman Writes. I'm on Instagram, Terry Newman. You can find me there. And I'm on TikTok. I don't show up much on TikTok, but I am on TikTok. I'm Terry Newman, author. Terry Newman, author.
TikTok is such an odd to me, an odd platform. I don't know. It's entertaining, but yet, like, you feel bad being addicted to it kind of thing. It's kind of weird.
You get addicted to it too, yes. Mm-hmm.
It really, truly takes all the time away. Because sometimes I'll be on it and I'll be like, what, it's been 30 minutes? I didn't realize. It felt like five.
Time. It's like the black hole of time.
Well, thank you, Tara, for being with me today and telling me about this book. This is a really unique romance book that I would love to kind of get away from reality a little bit and just read about something like this. Any last minute thing you want to say before we go today?
No, I don't think so. Just keep on reading. Whatever it is, keep reading.
Thank you for today. Thank you for being really direct.
Really, thank you. This has been so much fun.
Yay. I hope you enjoy talking to me a little bit because I love reading about because I love listening to authors talk about their work, their process, and just you can hear the passion coming through all the way. I'm going to let you go, Terry. We're running out of time a little bit here. And thank you so much. I will talk to you when you have your next book out.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye, Oki.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tell Me About Your Book. Please continue to support indie authors and indie bookstores. And if you would love to support Tell Me About Your Book podcast, you can certainly do so by going to buymeacoffee.com/tellmepodcast. For a price of a coffee, you can support monthly for just $5. There's other tiers too in the memberships, and you can look at all the info about it, and I would certainly, certainly appreciate it. And of course, there's the other podcast, Books, Cats, and Snacks, where Katty and I talk all things book, and about her cats too. See you then!